tonight.
Smoking should be banned everywhere, yeah.
I think it's a good thing, maybe, but then I do know people who smoke who probably would be quite annoyed with that.
Mixed views on a rumoured tightening of the rules around smoking, which could see a ban on lighting up in beer gardens. We're at the scene of a knife attack on a man in a wheelchair in London. A homeless woman is jailed for causing the death of a vulnerable man in Gloucester.
Some quite frankly horrific footage of Neil then, as he actually gets dragged along behind a scooter, and Hawkins in full knowledge of what she's doing.
We reflect 1 month on from the Southport stabbings and...
Beavers are helping us to bring back some of these wetlands, which provide a really important habitat.
How beavers are helping to revive rivers in Devon. I'm Matt Soans. It's Thursday, the 29th of August, 2024, and we're going behind the headlines and some of the biggest stories our reporters have been working on today. Well, first, there's reports the government is thinking about banning smoking in some outdoor areas in a bid to improve public health. The indoor smoking ban could be extended to cover beer gardens or outside football stadiums, according to leaked plans. Other locations include small parks, outdoor restaurants and hospitals. Our reporter Megan Price is outside a pub in Truro.
On a lovely day like today, lots of people will flock to the beach, but many will come here to make the most of a pint sat outside in the sunshine. But the reaction is mixed on whether banning smoking outside pubs like these is a good idea or a step too far.
I'm a non-smoker and I work for a cancer charity, so I know the importance of not smoking. You know, smoking should be banned everywhere, yeah.
I think it's a good thing, maybe, but then I do know people who smoke who probably would be quite annoyed with that.
You know, gently putting squeeze on people, let them know, yeah, you know, there's a smoking area, maybe not in front of a pub.
I think it's a bit of an erosion of your personal liberty, actually.
The government spokespersons declined to confirm, but they say they're considering a range of measures to finally make Britain smoke-free.
Police are continuing investigations in East London, where a man in a wheelchair has been stabbed during reports of a fight. He's been named as Jade Anthony Barnett, who was 38 and had lost his leg in a motorbike crash. Two men have been arrested on suspicion of his murder. Our reporter Claire Bode is in Clapton.
I'm stood on Overbury Street and looking ahead, I can see the blue forensic tent in the middle of quite a large police cordon affecting multiple streets. The victim, Jade Anthony Barnett, was found here around 3:38 p.m. and later died at the scene. Local residents have told me they are shocked this has happened. Tawana has lived here 5 years and told me things like this just don't happen here.
I'm shocked, actually. A man in a wheelchair. Wow.
I think this will have an effect on the sort of wider community for a while that something like this has happened.
Definitely. Especially in the square there. Of course, it's terrible.
Well, the victim was described by his sister as jolly, cheerful and caring, and two men have been arrested in connection with the death and police investigations continue.
A homeless woman who stole a vulnerable man's mobility scooter in Gloucester and left him to die in sub-zero temperatures has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for manslaughter. Kimberly Ann Hawkins admitted the charge in relation to the death of 63-year-old Neil Shadwick in January last year. Our reporter James Diamond has more details.
During proceedings at Gloucester Crown Court, we heard Hawkins and Neil knew each other. Hawkins was a drug addict, living in a tent at the time, and on the night in question, she had taken him to a cash point, demanding he withdraw money for her. When she realised he couldn't, she took his scooter, leaving him in temperatures as low as minus six.
She's dressed in a big coat, she's got a hat on, she's got a scarf over her face, and that shows you just how cold it was. Some quite frankly horrific footage of Neil then, as he actually gets dragged along behind a scooter, and Hawkins in full knowledge of what she's doing.
That's Detective Inspector Adam Stacey from Gloucestershire Police. She's also been given a further 6 months for other offences, including shoplifting.
Today marks a month since a knife attack which shook Southport and the entire country. Three young girls, BB King, Elsie Dot Stancombe and Alice De Silva Agia, were killed. Many others were rushed to hospital with injuries after it happened at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class. Our reporter Harry Booth has this special report from the scene where hundreds of people have paid tribute since.
4 weeks on and the sense of loss and grief for the three little girls is still very much at the heart of this community.
I didn't think I'd start weeping and wailing, but when you look at it, there are so many good people.
I've seen a lot of tragedies in my whole life, but this still really gets to you.
I'm surrounded by hundreds of flowers, candles and balloons outside the Atkinson, with three big pictures of Elsie, Alice and BB, girls who this time last month were getting ready for a Taylor Swift-themed dance party, and tragically never came home. Local priest Father John Hennigan says the community response has been stunning.
To see the goodness and the essential goodness in so many people, that was in the midst of the horror, that was so uplifting and gave a lot of hope. And there are countless examples of that.
Among the many messages here, one simply reads, Southport together.
You're listening to Behind the Headlines. Coming up, a new dessert that could help people undergoing chemo, and how beavers are helping to revive rivers in the southwest. But first, today marks a year since London's ultra-low emissions zone was expanded. In the home counties, many criticised the lack of eligibility for the scrappage scheme, leaving them with no option but to pay the penalty charge or upgrade their vehicles. So a year on, how are people feeling? Our reporter Zoe Head-Thomas has been finding out.
Well, I'm about to drive from South Bucks to Harts on the M25, but if I take the wrong exit, I could end up within ULEZ boundaries. It's a familiar issue for people here.
Can't stop people driving because we can't get anywhere otherwise.
At the end of the day, it's revenue for them and they're looking after the planet.
I used to live in London, and as soon as we moved out here, getting around without a car was just impossible.
So it seems like reliable transport routes are the top criticism. And according to Simon Thorthrop from Stop ULEZ, it's driving business out of London.
I know lots of people who no longer do business in London because they'll get charged or put out their prices to charge for the £12.50 that they're going to have to pay.
Now let's put the brakes on and hear from climate action charity Possible. Izzy Romilly from the group reckons better transport links would change people's minds.
There's lots of great provision in London. It isn't always as good in outer London, and the affordability and the accessibility and the convenience of that public transport has to be really prioritised.
Transport for London say pollution from cars and vans would be almost 14% higher without the ULEZ expansion.
A Norfolk dentist says the government should give children free toothbrushes as part of a wider plan to improve their dental health. This comes as figures from the Hygiene Bank show over 4 million people can't afford basic toiletries in the UK. A quarter of kids have also seen their oral hygiene get worse in the past year. Our reporter Tom Claiborne has more on this.
Oh, sorry. Poor oral hygiene over long periods can result in
toothache and unnecessary loss of a tooth, or it's gum disease.
That's Dr. Andy Bell, who works in Goulston there. After research in this national charity also found that two-thirds of parents experiencing what's called hygiene poverty are having to choose between buying the likes of toothbrushes and paste for themselves or their children. Andy says a lack of action could have profound consequences moving forwards.
These kids will go on to have their own families. If their knowledge and education and experience isn't good, that can then be passed on to their children, which then causes another cohort of problems.
In their manifesto, Labour said they would introduce supervised toothbrushing for 3 to 5-year-olds to improve children's oral health.
A Scottish entrepreneur whose wife died from cancer has helped to create an ice cream-like product for those receiving chemo. It's hoped it will help people get the right nutrition while undergoing their treatment. Liam Ross has this report.
It's been a really long journey, and it's a tribute to Alison that we've come this far.
Alan McKenzie there, who sadly lost his wife in 2016. Determined to do something positive in her memory, Alan's helped create Nutra Ice Cream. With natural ingredients, it's a nutritional frozen product with 3 tubs a day, giving all the necessary protein, vitamins and minerals. Alison and many others have struggled with the taste of shakes or other supplements, with this alternative more palatable.
A more solid ice cream, and we have good flavours. We have banana and raspberry and vanilla and chocolate and coffee.
Alan, co-founder of My Doctor's Recipe, says it's a big plus from a very sad experience.
I would just like to think we can make a difference for people who have been through really difficult times to get good nutrition.
And having gone through trials, the ice cream's now available online.
And finally, a trial in Devon to help reintroduce beavers back into the wild has proven so successful that other areas could now follow suit. There are now populations across Exmoor and rivers across the county. Our reporter Andrew Kay sent this from a secret location on the banks of the River Tamar.
It's secret to stop people coming to see them, but I can tell you there's 20 family groups living along different parts of the river here.
And if you zoom in, you can sort of see some of the teeth marks.
That's Holly Barkley from the Devon Wildlife Trust. He's also helping to support the reintroduction of the animals across the River Otter and now the River Exe as well.
Beavers will build dams to create deeper water that they can then swim about in and feel safe from predators. And as a result of those dams, we see a slowing of downstream water flows, which helps to reduce downstream flood risk.
And that's not all.
Beavers are helping us to bring back some of these wetlands, which provide a really important habitat.
At the moment, some places have metal gates in rivers to effectively fence the beavers into an area and stop them spreading and causing knock-on problems. The current rules are also said to be preventing many other areas from reintroducing them. The government tell me, following the trials in places like this, they will now look at easing some of those restrictions.
You can find plenty more on those beavers and all the other stories we've been covering on the news pages of our website. Just search Rayo. You can also find us across social media.